welcome to Hey Julie here at julieland.com. Today, we are talking about a very, 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 very exciting topic. Let me tell you why. Massive extended orgasm. Not just orgasm, but massive extended orgasms. We have some experts. Dr. Vera and Dr. Steve Bodansky are here. Hi.
Hi. It's actually extended massive, but it really doesn't matter.
Extended massive?
Yeah, it's EMO rather than...
Okay. Good to know, though, because that's also the name of your book, right?
Right. It's not Mo. It's EMO.
EMO.
EMO. Extended massive orgasm. Give me a little bit... you're both doctors.
Yes.
So give me... what kind of doctors are you?
We have PhDs in sensuality.
Ooh.
Very unique.
Very unique.
Yes.
And how did you find out about extended orgasms?
We looked all over the world for it, and we finally found it.
In my pants. No, where'd you find it?
Actually, there was a school, a university that no longer exists,
mm-hmm.
but at that time we're doing a lot of research in sensuality, and of course, among sensuality was extended massive orgasm. It evolved.
But it wasn't called that then. We created the name, actually, because it was an acronym for... We did a course called the DEMO, where we demonstrate an extended massive orgasm, or actually, it's just an intense, long orgasm. It's an orgasm for an hour.
No,
so we
looked
for letters that would fit DEMO, so we thought a demonstration of an extended massive orgasm.
Manually stimulated.
And our publisher wanted to use that as a title for the book, so...
And you guys...
Right, and it's a woman's orgasm being stimulated.
Okay, so you're not... Can a man have...
A man can have extended orgasm, too, but it's different with a man because, once he ejaculates, it's over. So you have to keep him from ejaculating. So it's not quite as intense for a man.
I see.
To that extent, but you can really keep him at that level of almost having an ejaculation for a long time where he's actually leaking fluid and having contractions. So he's really in orgasm, too, and it's very pleasurable. It's just not quite the same as with a woman.
Right.
Women don't have a venous plexus, so the blood goes in and out, while the man's penis, the blood stays in there.
I see. So the first book is focused much more on the female orgasm.
Yes, the first one, the female orgasm, and the second one is more equal time.
I gotcha. And it's not only a book, you guys give courses, right?
We're in New York here. We just gave a demo course.
Okay.
And
how many people were there?
About 30 people.
And you actually demonstrated, they're watching you give a woman.
Yeah, I'm dressed and Vera's not.
Okay.
And it's manually stimulated with hands on the genitals, mostly focused on the clitoris.
So an extended orgasm is more clitoral?
Well, yeah, it's clitorally based. It's really clitoral.
Huh.
For sure. That's where most of the nerve endings are, on the head of the clitoris.
And is that the whole seminar? Is they...
Well, we talk a lot. In the morning, we just talk, actually.
Okay.
Answer questions about pleasure and relationships and any kind of questions people have.
Well, I have a question because, your course is on how to have better relationships, to communicate better sex. What do you say to a couple who have just lost the ability to talk to each other? I know people that just don't talk about sex ever.
Yeah, well, we're conditioned in our society not to talk about sex.
Right.
So it's going to take, some diligence and some breaking of bad habits.
How do you start?
Creating some new habits. You start by reading our book.
Okay.
or there are a lot of, good self-help books out there.
Absolutely. And then you have a reference to go from, a good starting point. That's a good point. Start with the book. Start with...
Go to somebody who specializes in that kind of helping couples to communicate. I mean, there's a lot of marriage counselors out there. And,
right.
People out there. Some of them are good, and find one who's good.
It's interesting to me that we're talking about emo, extended massive orgasms for women. But how many women do you encounter that have never even had an orgasm in the first place?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's very... Yeah,
or they don't know they have an orgasm because what most people have in an orgasm is trying to imitate a man's ejaculation. They're kind of tensing up and tensing up.
Right.
And then squirt, 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 or you know, and then it's over. And because the woman tense up also to produce this pleasure, this short-lived pleasure that Vera likes to call a crotch sneeze. So we think that's, you know, it's kind of, it's really better than that. Huh. That's a lot of fun, too. But a lot of women can't, you know, don't have those short, you know, imitation male ejaculations.
Right.
Male orgasms. And what we teach people is how to relax and feel those nerve, there's 8,000 nerve endings on the head of the clitoris, and to feel those nerve endings being triggered and pleasured. And it takes some practice and a lot of fun practice.
Yes.
I find it very delightful to meet a woman in her 80s who has never had an orgasm to teach her to exquisite, ecstatic condition of
wow.
an orgasm. To me, that is more rewarding than making money on book sales or anything.
That is amazing. Congratulations on that one.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, you know, I mean, it takes a while to get it to be like a massive or a really intense orgasm. It may be, you know, maybe just a pleasurable sensation for an extended amount of time, because once you learn how to relax, you don't have to, it's not over right away. And
right.
you can feel the first stroke. You're not waiting to get anywhere.
Can any woman achieve it?
She practices, and some women, it's a lot easier than other women.
If she has a clitoris.
Yeah.
Right.
Depending how conditioned she is by, you know, religion or, you know, or society, or how open she is, or how willing she is to practice, or if her partner's willing to practice with her. There's, you know, a whole number of factors involved. And I think some people are more natural to feeling more than others, but everybody can feel a lot of pleasure. I mean, there's a whole lot of nerve endings there on that clitoris, more than on the head of the penis.
Oh, it's so good to be a girl, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I have a question that I got in my email, which is askjulie@heyjulie.com. And so we were talking about how I usually like to have sex for like 30 minutes to an hour, you know, much longer than that. I don't think really girls are into it, but sometimes I am. So this guy asked, my wife is the same way, 30 minutes to an hour, but we would love to enjoy our sex for hours on end. I didn't know if there was a way to build up the duration of time, or is that just how some people are?
Well, I mean, you can actually pleasure somebody in 15, 30 minutes. We do a 1-hour demonstration. That's just to show what's possible. We don't expect people to have to go home and do it for an hour.
Right.
You can learn to extend the orgasm for as long as you want. Vera had orgasms for up to 3 hours. And then she gets hungry, so she has to, you know, take a break.
Right. Sandwich, and we'll be right back.
We don't do that every day or anything. That's like, you know, some, you know, birthdays maybe, you know, or Halloween.
So there is a way. There is techniques that you can use to extend your lovemaking.
But the way you extend it is that once the person's relaxed, and, you know, it's touching them in a pleasurable way. It feels good to everybody. Everybody's in a comfortable position.
Uh-huh.
And you take breaks. And you can orgasm through the breaks, too. Like there is an orgasm the entire time, but we call them peaks.
Uh-huh.
So you bring her up to a certain level. And then before she starts not wanting to be touched anymore, I stop touching her or I change my stroke. And that allows her to come down a little bit. So I deliberately bring her down.
Uh-huh.
In order to bring her back up again. If you keep rubbing on somebody for, you know, an extended amount of time, they're going to go numb, or they're going to have enough.
So just kind of mix it up a little bit.
So you have to take control of her level of, what we call level of tumescence, by putting her attention on to notice whether she wants more, or she's coming towards you or going away from you.
Yeah.
The same as seducing somebody. You have to notice, you know, where they are in relationship to what you're doing with them.
Right. So a lot of this technique is paying attention to the person's response.
A lot of attention and using your intention to take him on a ride.
Oh, I like it. Now, the book, The Illustrated Guide to Extended Massive Orgasm, is pretty amazing because it includes 70 drawings.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that don't even know their own anatomy.
Right. We've met a lot of, well, most guys know their own penises.
Yeah.
but a lot of women don't know about their, exactly where their clitoris is or, you know. How,
right.
You know,
and if you don't know, how are you going to show the man?
Right.
That's right.
You know, or nobody's ever seen it, with light on. A lot of people have sex, in the dark.
Right.
Under the covers.
So what are some tips that you can give us here to help? I know that you can't give your whole seminar here on radio because it doesn't really translate as well, but what are some specific tips that people can use to pleasure better?
To read our books from cover to cover.
Constantly.
Basically, when you're touching somebody, you touch for your own pleasure to make your hand feel good or your mouth feel good, whatever you're touching the person with. So you're taking pleasure from giving. This way the person doesn't owe you anything when it's over.
Oh, that's a really great concept. And,
yeah.
And it's interesting how just changing that intention would change what you're doing.
Yes.
And to communicate, to ask questions and for the person who's receiving the pleasure to communicate what they like and how they like it and to give lots of acknowledgement and approval when they're doing that, not just to say, rub harder, faster, to the right, to the left. Yeah, but to say, oh, that feels so good. Will you do it a little lighter? Oh, that's even better. Wow, you're fantastic. You have to give lots of wins to the person who's doing it. And especially with guys, the guys that want to succeed.
Sure.
And if he's getting wins from the woman, he'll continue, for as long as she wants.
It's amazing to me how many people are afraid to make noise when they're having sex.
Well,
there's lots of influences for that, different religions and
right.
nationality and different heritage.
We're conditioned not to talk about it.
Right.
Do it in the dark, as we said. We said using the lights and so you can see what you're doing.
And be vocal. Tell them, yes, that feels good.
Yeah.
Give them props.
Lots of approval.
Now, what about oral sex? Is that mentioned in your book at all?
Yeah, we actually have a third book coming out called To Bed or Not To Bed. It's coming out next month.
Okay.
To Bed or Not To Bed by Hunter House.
And so by the time this airs, this will be out. So so it's available now, we'll pretend, because in the virtual world of time.
And I think there's a section there on oral sex.
To Bed or Not To Bed. Is that, give me a breakdown about what that's about.
Well, it's about more about relationships, but it's about how to have great sex in a relationship, and how to communicate with your partner, and how to seduce your partner, and what are things you shouldn't say or don't say,
and nice and specific like that, right?
Yeah, quite specific. Some examples, a lot of exercises.
Excellent. And it's called Bed or Not To Bed.
To Bed or Not To Bed.
To Bed or Not To Bed.
Like to be or not to be with a D added.
I like it. So tell me, give me a little oral tip, please.
Oral, the same thing. You touch with your lips and have your lips feel good. And the person who's receiving has to talk because the person giving it, has his mouth full.
Yeah, exactly.
but it's not as efficient or, it's very erotic. It's an erotic thing to do, to have somebody's mouth on you, but it's for specificity, it's not as good as the hands, which are so dexterous.
Oh, absolutely. I can come so much quicker from...
Right, we use lubricant, too, with our hands, and we say, would you want a brain surgeon going into your head with his penis or his mouth or his hands?
Ooh.
So
that's a scary visual.
So usually, okay, but we think oral sex is a lot of fun too, and the taste of a woman, if a woman likes the guy's taste, it's important too.
Can you achieve an extended massive orgasm orally?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you learn how to do it manually, then a person can receive it you know, any which way but loose.
And and how quickly do you get to that point? Because a lot of times...
we teach people to feel it from the first stroke.
Wow.
The orgasm, you don't have to wait to feel the orgasm. And it's not, may not be as intense as it is like after a few minutes.
Right.
But you're not going to, you're not doing the tensing up. And you can, and those nerve endings can be stimulated in a woman, like from the get-go. And she can, like, when we do our one-hour demonstration, Vera's an orgasm.
Pretty much the whole time.
Well, before I even touch her, I kind of, like, do a little anatomy demonstration where I just separate her inner lips.
Uh-huh.
And you can see she's having strong contractions already just by anticipating.
Oh, so a lot of it is thought, is mental, too?
Well, yeah, yeah. The orgasm starts in the mind first.
I love this book.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah,
so,
That's why we call it a full body orgasm.
That's why you don't want the brain surgeon going with his penis.
Right. A full body orgasm. I love it. And... you can go to your seminars. Right now, you're in New York.
Yeah, well, we actually give more private counseling than we do seminars. We do, like, seminars, like, three times a year.
I see. So private counseling. So I would come to you if
we're
having...
single or a couple, man or woman.
Okay.
We teach men how to give women pleasure, and we teach women how to receive more pleasure.
And is it actually hands-on?
Often.
Wow. Is that...
there are times that Steve will demonstrate on me and they will watch only.
I see.
They don't get involved.
Right.
Which is, they learn that way too, you know. They
sure.
may be a little too squeamish to get involved with their own hands. But
90% of the women want to experience it, so they go for it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they're fairly expensive, so they're, you know.
it's worth every penny.
Yes.
Yeah. It lasts a lifetime.
Tell me how to get the book and how to hire you and all of that information.
Well, the books are on, you know, Amazon.com or at Barnes & Noble's or most bookstores. Or, you know, just Google us and I'm sure we'll find something in the Internet.
Perfect.
And we have a website called www.extendedmassiveorgasm.com.
Okay. And can I go, and there I can hire you, right?
And our email is verasteve, V-E-R-A-S-T-E-V-E at AOL.com, and you can email us questions.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. You know, we'll talk to you before. We don't see everybody who emails, but we'll speak to them first and see where they're at. And
sure, what the issue is and what they need and what kind of...
We have to send some people to therapists, but we'll see some people.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for calling us.
I love it. And I love the concept that we can all have...
We live in California, in northern, outside of San Francisco.
Okay, good to know. So if you're in that area... you know, and you need some sexual help, or you just need...
It's actually a luxury. What we teach is luxury. It's not a necessity.
I really believe
once
that...
once you have it, I guess it's a necessity.
I was going to say, you have it once, you just can't go back.
Right.
You know?
Once in Paris, you know?
An extended massive orgasm. Learn to orgasm for over an hour.
Yeah, well it's just learning to have pleasure... one stroke at a time, really. It's not. People think it's about an hour, and they make it scared, or you're trying to be going for success. It's really about pleasure.
Oh,
it's really one stroke at a time.
You know, that is a very key word here at Hey Julie and at Julie Land. It's about pleasure. All right, thank you, doctors. You have a great day.
Well, thank you, Julie.
Take care.
We'll be back in California soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. It's all about pleasure here at Hey Julie on JulieLand.com.